Enter Zagreb. Samo hitovi.
Hi, I'm Paul Van Dyke and you're listening to Enter Zagreb.
Hi, this is Thea from radio station Enter Zagreb in Croatia.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
So your latest single, Music Rescues Me, sounds great. Congratulations on releasing it. Fans are also thrilled, so you're back to your old sound, trance sound. How did this track come out? Tell me something about it.
Well, it's kind of a collaboration. I wrote it together with my dear friend Johnny. You know, we already kind of wrote Time of Our Lives and Home together. And then, of course, Plum was one of the most amazing vocalists, so it was an honor for me to kind of have her actually singing the lyrics.
So it will be released on your ninth studio album, which is named the same, Music Rescues Me. So when can we expect this album to come out? And do you have some collaborations maybe you can reveal for us?
The thing is, the album comes out very soon, so that's something that I'm very excited about. And in regards to collaboration, it is kind of, you know, it's like Vended Records or a record label. It's like we are kind of like a big artist family, and so we all make music together and with each other, and you find people that I worked with together in the past and also some people I haven't worked with yet. And so, you know, I leave it to the surprise of when the album's coming.
So you're coming to Croatia soon, and are you going to play maybe some new tracks from this album as well?
Yes, of course. You know, that's like one of the things that's so great about the setup that I'm using. I'm not just coming with a CD player or something. I actually have keyboards and computers and everything on stage. So that enables me to kind of always like play things, even when they're not 100% finished, and kind of like see how it's working, how it's going, and also, you know, kind of adjust things according to that. And of course, I'm going to place a lot of stuff on the new album. And also,
and what is the most requested track?
I don't know. I think it's probably somewhere between I Don't Deserve You, Lights for an Angel, Time of Our Lives, Home, among those.
And what is your personal favorite track to play?
I don't know. I don't really have a personal favorite of my own tracks, because it's like, you know, they all, I'm very passionate about my music, so every single track actually is really important. It's like asking a mom who's your favorite child, so it doesn't really work.
Okay, so you've been on the DJ scene for a long time. You are a DJ legend, and can you tell me what are the differences between DJ scene back in the days and today?
Well, I think the main difference is when I started, the DJ was the freak in the corner while everyone else had fun. So it was really just about the music, and the music had to be good. Nobody wanted to see the DJ. So these days, obviously, it's a big difference. In terms of, there are productions, there's light, there's video, there's like all kinds of things. It's more like an all-over experience in visual audio context. So that's definitely different. Also, back in the days, nobody wanted to do interviews with DJs, so things have changed slightly.
So what is your advice you could give to young DJs and producers?
Well, the main thing, the main focus on what you do should always be your music. There's a lot about just like purely marketing and this and that. It should be always about the music, because at the end of the day, you're in front of an audience, and you need to be convincing that what you've done is something that you feel, something that you love, something that actually is close to you. And therefore, music should always be the main priority.
So you managed to win DJ Mag as the number one DJ in the world two times during your musical career, and this Saturday we have a new winner of this list. So how important is that list to you now?
Well, as I always said, when you win a prize or you're honored, you know, with some allocation, like being on top of this list, it's always great, it's an honor, but it has never actually sort of like changed my approach and my perception of the music. I was always passionate about it. I'm always very energetic and excited about electronic music, so that has never really changed to me. The modern day and age with the internet and stuff like this, the whole voting procedure is very different. Back in the days, people actually had to take a pen and write a postcard to vote for your favorite DJ, so it was not as easy as it is these days. So things have changed, and certainly so has that list.
So do you have maybe a favorite DJ now who you would like to see on the number one spot?
I honestly don't think that the number one spot is as important anymore, because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, this is more like a marketing list rather than a real approach to what this music is all about. And that's always as well down to the music that you play. And it's like, you know, some of my favorite DJs, actually, they simply don't play the music that would be allocated into the top spot of that list. So, you know, to me, I really think that someone like Jordan Suckley, as an example, is an absolutely phenomenal DJ. And I think everybody should get a chance and hear him, you know, give it a go, because he's a phenomenal DJ.
And what kind of music do you like to listen to in your free time? What are your favorite tracks at the moment?
Again, as well, it's not so much about one individual track. To me, it's really important that music reaches me. It's like, you know, that something that sort of kind of, I don't know, involves me as a listener. It can be something soft and intimate, like Luke Howard as an example, or it can be like straightforward banging club music. It's like really, it has to be quality music. That's actually what interests me.
Okay, thank you so much for this interview, and hope to see you soon in Zagreb, Croatia. Enjoy.
Inter Zagreb, samo hitovi.